This is KYUK, public radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Anna Rose MacArthur. The Alaska House of Representatives has passed two bills sponsored by Representative Tiffany Zolkuski of Bethel. House Bill 123, a bill for the state legislature to formally recognize Alaska Native tribes, passed yesterday by a vote of 35-4. According to a press release by the Alaska House Coalition, Zolkuski said that, quote, "There are many ongoing discussions about the benefits of expanding our relationship with tribes to advance our many shared values," end quote. She said state recognition of Alaska Native tribes would make a relationship with the state more possible. The House also passed another bill last week that strengthens the state's relationship with tribes. House Bill 184 cements into law the Alaska Tribal Child Welfare Compact, an agreement the state entered into with tribes in 2017. The compact was designed for tribal organizations to provide local child welfare programs on behalf of the state. The partnership aims to improve the state's existing child welfare resources, especially in rural areas, to tackle the issue of a disproportionate number of Alaska Native children in state custody. Zolkuski said, quote, "The government closest to the people serves the people best," end quote. House Bill 184 also passed by a 35-4 vote margin. Both bills now head to the state Senate for consideration. Turning to fishing news, this summer's Yukon River Chinook salmon run is expected to be poor. State Yukon River summer season manager Danae Jalen says a forecast based on past year's run sizes and age classes, as well as at-sea salmon surveys, point to a run of between 102,000 and 189,000 Chinook, putting it potentially in line with some of the weakest runs in the past 20 years.
And we have concerns that it's not going to be enough to meet escapement goals, primarily in Canada, but we're also concerned about meeting escapement goals in the Alaska drainages as well.
Jalen says subsistence fishing will be closed until the actual return size is clearer.
One of the strategies in our management plan is to close fishing on the first pulse, which allows Chinook salmon to get upriver. We're also going to be closed on that trickle of fish before the first pulse is detected. So this could translate to a closure that's maybe 2 to 3 weeks long in the lower Yukon.
The first Chinook are expected to enter the river early next month. The prospect for this season's summer chum run is below average, but Jalen says there should be enough to allow decent fishing opportunities.
We're looking at a run size of about 1.2 million, which should be enough to meet escapements and provide for subsistence and hopefully some commercial fishing.
The generally smaller fall chum run is also forecast to be below average. Turning to COVID news, the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation began vaccinating 12 to 15-year-olds against COVID last week. About 150 teens in this age group have received their first dose in the region. KYUK's Greg Kim spoke with YKHC Chief of Staff Dr. Ellen Hodges about why vaccinating this age group is important.
Have vaccinations of this age group begun in YK Delta communities outside of Bethel?
Yes, we have begun vaccinating in some of our villages. The vaccine that was eligible for this age group is Pfizer. And Pfizer is one of those vaccines that's a little bit fussy. It has to be stored at minus 70. And once it's thawed, it has to be used within 5 days of being thawed. So we have to be very deliberate about the vaccine shipments out to our villages. In other words, we don't want to waste any vaccine. So we're working closely with each village to figure out the exact number of kids, or at least a real close estimate of the number of kids who want the vaccine, so that we ship out the exact right number. But yes, it has started in some villages.
And what does study show in terms of vaccine side effects for children aged 12 to 15?
Well, it turns out that the kids get same or similar side effects as adults, but perhaps with less frequency, or perhaps they tolerate it just a bit better and they're not as whiny as us adults. But kids can expect a sore arm, especially the first dose, and there's headache and fatigue, feeling really tired. Some people get sort of an all-over body ache and a flu-like feeling. The good news is those side effects are very transient. They only last a day or two and then they resolve. And they're certainly far better than getting COVID itself, which we have come to realize is actually quite a dangerous disease, especially in the younger kids who are at risk for these long-term complications from COVID. We call it long COVID or long haul COVID. And we now know that kids are just as susceptible to getting the long-term effects of COVID as adults. So I'm extremely grateful and excited to be able to vaccinate down to the age of 12. And I can't wait until we can vaccinate all age groups. It's a disease that has a very safe and highly effective vaccine for prevention of a disease that we know can have long-term effects.
And since many adults have been vaccinated now, a large percentage of COVID-19 cases in the region have been children. Before vaccinations, one-third of COVID cases were in children age 15 and younger. Now, based on YKHC's recent numbers, it's about 70%. I'm curious what those numbers tell you.
Yeah, that's a really great question and something that we observed. So what we have observed is just what you described, is that the case mix is shifting from mostly adults and about a third kids to about two-thirds kids and unvaccinated adults. And what it tells us is that we're getting a good number of adults vaccinated to help prevent them from contracting COVID. And so the burden is kind of shifting to our kids. So that's why it's even more important that we get absolutely everyone who's eligible to be vaccinated that COVID shot, because it helps protect those who cannot yet get vaccinated. Right now, that's those under the age of 12. But there's also people who might be immune compromised in whom the vaccine is not 95% effective. So there's other reasons to get vaccinated for all of us who are healthy and eligible. I like to think of it like the muskox analogy, where when a muskox herd is threatened, they put the kids in the center, the babies in the center, and the adults form a protective circle around the children, or the baby muskox, rather. And that's what I like to think of us doing, providing a circle of vaccinated adults with the kids in the center so we can protect them.
And I guess one other really simple conclusion to draw from the fact that a higher percentage of COVID cases are now children is that the vaccine is working for vaccinated adults, and the unvaccinated children are still susceptible to getting COVID.
Yeah, that's a good point. This is a highly, highly effective vaccine. That's one of the miracles really to come out of this pandemic, is how effective this vaccine is, especially the mRNA vaccines, the Pfizer and the Moderna. It's a really cool technology, and they're really safe. And they're highly effective. And to have a vaccine that's 95% efficacious is nothing short of miraculous. And in kids, it's even better. In the studies done by Pfizer that were submitted to the FDA when they received their emergency use authorization, it was 100% effective in preventing severe COVID in children. It's just remarkable that we have such a safe and highly effective vaccine.
That was KYUK's Greg Kim speaking with YKHC Chief of Staff Dr. Ellen Hodges. Hear more of their conversation on today's Coffee at KYUK. Lastly, Fish Talk is back. Tune into KYUK today at 1 p.m. to hear the latest on this summer's fishing regulations and call in with your questions for federal and tribal managers. That's Fish Talk today at 1 p.m. on KYUK. This is KYUK News. I'm Anna Rose MacArthur. Thanks for listening. Please send your news tips to news@kyuk.org and stay tuned for News Yukdoon coming up.